I don't remember this what episode this is, but it's, I think it's episode. I think so. Mike's one was 10, and then one other, so it might be 12. So
okay,
actually, 12th episode, and I'm here with Matt Mort.
Hello, hello.
And he's a content creator, editor, living in Vancouver. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Calgary.
Calgary.
Yeah.
And then you moved here how long ago?
2019. Yeah.
So I was just before the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was here for a year and a half for film school, and then I moved back to Calgary, and I'm here again. So it's complicated to explain at times, but yeah. Yeah. So I've technically been here since 2019, though.
Okay.
And
you like it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. Yeah. It's good.
Why did you move here then originally?
I moved here. This is like a whole long story, but I basically moved here for YouTube to make videos with Brad, if you've met.
Yeah. Brad. Yeah. Actually, I went, got coffee with him once.
Oh, nice.
And then we went to some coffee shop downtown.
Yeah.
And he was explaining to me that he was working for Yes Theater, or he was working for them, but he just met up with them
at the time. Yeah.
And then he wanted to make videos like that, and he had some ideas. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, yeah, sounds good. But then I think I moved back to Germany after for a bit, so I kind of moved away.
Yeah.
And then they started their channel, or he started the channel.
Yeah.
And then you worked as an editor for him.
He was an editor for Yes Theory, and then he did left and started his own channel. And that's what I moved here for, was to work with him.
I think I saw you in some of his videos. Like, because sometimes I watch the videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were as an editor for him, or
yeah, it was I guess initially it was we're kind of just testing the ropes and seeing where things would go. And when I moved here to see if it'd be a joint partnership on the channel and stuff. And then I kind of just stuck into the editor role and I'd appear in videos and stuff here and there, but mainly focused on editing and.
And you still working with him or no?
I mean, not fully. I am doing some map animations, for the series he's doing. He hitchhiked across America.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing that. So in a way I'm working with him, and we still have calls every now and then just to chat and catch up, but officially I'm not working with him on
stuff. And then how did you, cause you're saying you're an editor first, or is that what you learned from in school, or how did you learn that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been making videos on YouTube since 2008.
Yeah.
And so I learned, just from my mom's tape camera back then, and then I eventually learned Windows Movie Maker, and then iMovie and Final Cut 7, and then
Jesus.
And then Premiere, and now I'm on Final Cut 10, so I just learned through experimenting with different programs and things, and I did go to film school and I learned a little bit there, but I feel like I learned more
in Calgary or
No, here in I went to the Art Institute of Vancouver, but I learned most, I think, working with Brad, and that's where I
I also went kind of it was not a film school, but it was a media school kind of, and then I feel the stuff they teach you there that you don't really learn a lot, you learn a lot from doing it actually, and figuring out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I learned also a lot on YouTube, looking stuff up and then trying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just experimenting it.
Yeah, you just get an idea and then you just look up how to do it. Yeah, exactly.
So interesting. So you did YouTube for a long time.
Yeah.
But then you worked for other people editing or interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff did you do? I actually haven't seen it. Actually, I'm so unprepared. I haven't even seen the YouTube channel. See you're on TikTok and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was just making 2010 was big for daily vlogs, and so I attempted to do my own daily vlogs and stuff, and then just everybody else, I discovered Casey Neistat in 2014, and pivoted my content to be more story based kind of, or just differently edited and trying to improve and stuff. And so it was kind of all over the place. I didn't really have a for sure niche or for sure plan of what I was doing. I was just kind of creating,
experimenting.
And so it was all over the place. It was just I did a video with my dad. He had a whole comment thread in one of my YouTube videos, with some my friend Elizabeth, who's in Edmonton, and basically set me up on a date in that YouTube thread or the comment thread. And so I made a video about, like, one, just, it was weird that he, like, did that. But then I just, like, I was like, okay, let's turn it into a video, turn it into a date.
That's cool.
And so I, that was, like, one of the videos. And then there's, like, other, like, I dyed my hair pink and all those other things. But, yeah.
Is it, like, do you have a lot of friends that, like, are down to film videos like that? Because I always struggle with that. Because in Germany, I'm kind of from a, like, a smaller town.
Mm.
And then I have one friend that does, like, video stuff. And my other friends, they, like, want to shoot a video and they're like, what the fuck, like,
yeah.
You know, like, and then I feel like Germany is also like they're not so much into social media, I'd say. Like, a lot of my friends, they don't even have Instagram.
Cool, interesting.
Or like, my parents don't have Instagram. Like, I feel like here a lot of, like, parents have Instagram, like, even tick like Facebook for sure here, but my parents, they don't even have Facebook or Instagram. And I feel like a lot of people in Germany, they are not as, like, social media savvy, I would say. And then here, I feel like people are more open. Or do you have a lot of friends that, like, were down to film with you?
A lot of my friends growing up just were, I mean, I was kind of just known as the guy with, like, a camera on him at all times, and so people kind of knew that I was making videos. So I always kind of had just, like, friends that were like, hey, if you need help with anything, let me know. Or and, like, early beginnings, like, there was, like, friends that would want to help a little bit, but it was kind of more like I was the one encouraging or like asking, or like I was the filmmaker guy in, like, junior high, and, like, asking, like, friends to make videos and stuff. And it was all, like, silly videos, but early beginnings, I was, like, the guy. But later on, just people were, like, down to help out with ideas.
Is there a big, like, creative scene in Calgary? Because I actually never been out there so much. I've been there once.
Right. Yeah, there is a little bit. I don't fully know what's going on now with it. But
there's you know, the SoCality, that, like,
the
meetup group. You know, Scott Backen, the guy. He organizes events. He's based out of Calgary.
Okay.
And he created this, like, meetup group, which is, like, creative, like, creatives go together, photographers, videographers go together.
Mm.
And he, like, now he travels all over the place. He has some in Vancouver, for example, like the Suspension Bridge, you know, the Capilano. Like, you get early access there, and, like, you can take photos and videos.
Oh, dope.
That's actually where I met, like Mike for the first time.
He was, really?
Running around with his camera vlogging.
Yeah,
and at the time,
no
one was vlogging. And I was like, who's this guy? he has done a lot, like, for, like, the creative community. But I don't know any, actually don't know so many people from Calgary. Is there a lot of creators there?
There's a good amount. It's I was initially, when I was here for film school, there was a couple creators here that wanted to, like, kind of start, like, a creator scene in Vancouver. And then I moved back to Calgary, like, a month later. And so I still wanted to do that. And so I kind of joined, like, a Facebook group of creators. And slowly started having, like, meetups, like, once a week. And then slowly, like, I'd show up even if, like, one person showed up or whatever. And so that kind of grew to, like, it was, like, 100 or 200 members to the Facebook group. And then it grew to, like 500 or something like that. And so that community grew of, like, creators.
Do you find it easy, do you find it easy, like, to... Like, how do you think the creator scene in Vancouver is compared to Calgary? Is it, like, yeah, for sure bigger because it's a bigger city, right?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, you met a lot of people through a Facebook group, or how did you meet the initial people?
Yeah, I feel like back then the only way to really meet other people were, like, Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And so that was just the way to go. But I think the difference currently is that... The scene that I've seen in Vancouver, and this is no shade to anyone in Calgary, because I love you guys, but I feel like Vancouver is currently a community of people that are doing it full time and learning how to continue it or how to grow, or just wanting to network with other people that are doing it. And a lot of the creators in Calgary are a lot of people that want to...
They're more aspiring
to be full time. So it's a lot of more just kind of learning and figuring out what works, what doesn't work, and... So
that's interesting. And then, like, so, like you said, you met, like, actually, like, when I first moved here, I got a lot of jobs through Facebook groups, which was, like, a thing back then. Like, worked in, like, the film industry, and then, like, a lot of people post jobs in Facebook groups. That's how I met some people, you know, and then you get connections and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I guess the same was for you, like when you, like, and then like, how do you think this is now? Like I know I met you for the first time. You organized like a meetup for creators.
Mm-hmm. The Christmas one?
The Christmas, the Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You organized that, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you think like there could be like done more for people here? That, because I mean, I moved here. Like I didn't grow up here. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know anyone when I moved here.
Yeah.
So kind of hard. I feel like now people like making more an effort to like meet other people that do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like even like, because I do like a lot of like travel and like stuff, but it's also like good. You might learn something from like a beauty blogger or whatever. Like,
sure.
Feel like not like the first thing you like
think of,
like, you think of, like, but mm-hmm. maybe they explain you something, or it's just good to meet new people, right? And
mm-hmm.
you think Vancouver is like good for that, or is there like improvement?
Good for just meeting any
like,
creators,
like,
or
how is the community here? Do you think a lot of people know each other?
Mm.
Is there like a lot of like events people go to and like
yeah.
network? Or
yeah, it's growing. It's in its, somewhat early stages. It's past its like beginning stages. Like I think there's a lot of creators that know each other now, and it's great to see them like kind of interacting with each other on Instagram stories or whatever, like seeing them in person hanging out. And so, yeah, it's growing. I mean, there's like I think you've seen it, you visited. There's a creator co-working space in Gastown with like Joe Lee and Kelty, JJ, Mike Downey.
I've never been there, but I got invited, but I was just traveling.
Right.
But I had never been there.
Yeah. So there's that. And that's like kind of a one resource or location that like kind of brings creators together to like on a consistent basis
yeah.
where we're like, you know, hanging
yeah.
out and working. And, you know, Alicia McLaren. So she's like hosting events every now and then. She hosted one.
I got invited to one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like last week or like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did you go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. It was nice. Yeah. A lot of creators and more the influencer type that I haven't met.
Beauty,
lifestyle. It's like health and wellness and lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's like the that's the biggest niche in Vancouver.
I think some of my friends, like Justin, you know Justin?
Potentially. Maybe.
Choquette.
Maybe.
Angela, do you know Angela? Like he's really big on like.
Sounds familiar. There was like 80 people there, so I didn't meet everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually know them because they're like hiking or like travel
mm-hmm,
people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I met them before. So
yeah.
But I actually you're saying like a lot of like, of the beauty or lifestyle and such.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't know. Like
mm-hmm.
I went to, it was funny because. TikTok has this program
mm-hmm.
when you're like a bigger TikTok creator.
Yeah.
You're in the program and then TikTok invites you to like a dinner like
the
other people.
Cool.
And I went there and I was like, I don't know anyone here. Like,
yeah.
And it's like there was like people that do like beauty and then people do like couple stuff. And
then
it was so funny to see all these different like.
Yeah.
And then people, because I feel like the stuff that I do is like nature, everybody kind of loves like travel and nature. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of people knew me.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I don't know you guys, but they have had way more followers than me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cause I feel like like TikTok is really good in like showing you what you want.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't watch like couple and beauty stuff. So,
sure.
But they apparently like watch sometimes nature stuff. So it was really cool to meet all these people
mm-hmm,
and like connect
mm-hmm.
with them and see. Like now I follow them and they're actually like so hilarious, like
their
videos.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just interesting like how the community is here. It's like
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
this, like, and then like you did that event. Do you plan on doing more or like?
Yeah.
Like that?
For sure. Yeah.
What made you do it in the first place?
Well, I guess it's just like I myself just want to be surrounded by creators, and I have been like yearning, I guess is the word, for like a creator community my whole life. Like I've been on YouTube for a while, and just seen like all the creators growing up like together and like wanting to be a part of that. And so I guess that's like an inherent need in my life. And so it's kind of selfish in a way, but it also helps
it's good
connect
like,
other
it
people
was fun. It was super fun.
And specifically with the Christmas one, I just thought it'd be fun. Like I've done Secret Santa things before, like in Calgary with like a group of friends, and those were super fun. To yeah. It's even like with people that you don't fully know, it's like kind of forces you to like get to know certain people group.
I didn't know anyone there.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Like, I know Ben, like the Ben.
Yeah, Kozinski.
But I never met him in person, so I just knew him from like online.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the other people, like JJ.
Never met.
But now I have seen him actually a bunch of times.
Cool, cool.
Different events.
Yeah, yeah.
And he actually was my Secret Santa.
Oh, like yeah,
he did
this
stuff to me.
Yes,
like,
yeah, yeah. That's great.
So then you're planning on doing more
like that? So I don't know fully. I'd love to do more, that size of events. I don't know what. Like, I have nothing in mind fully right now. And I would need to get sponsors because I tried to get sponsors for this one, but it was all just kind of out of pocket for that one.
Like a nice space there. Like you rented a nice space.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to find a good spot. Yeah. Sketchy area, but it was good.
Super nice there, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So you just made an investment in an event like that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to do more specific ones, I think, too. I want to have dinners or board game nights or something and invite specific people that I see. Like it's not like an official event, but just I know
when you want
but even I want to
pick even a weekly thing, or
I think that'd be cool as well. I know there's also a scene growing in Toronto, and I have two friends, shout out Jacob Kelly and Danny Desenick. I forget his last name, they host coffee meetups every Saturday morning. Oh, cool. Which is great, and I think that's a good way to build consistency and kind of that familiarity. So something like that would be cool, but I'm thinking specifically too, I'm also trying to do specific dinners or hangouts. Like for instance, Cam Jones, he's at the Christmas thing as well. He's Goal Guys, in Goal Guys, with his brother Brendan. So Cam is really into music, and I love sharing music with him. Obviously, Connor from Turning the Tables is really into music because he reviews music. Yeah. I can't think of other. There's other people in the community that I know just have a certain vibe to them or like a certain thing, like music or basketball or whatever. Yeah. And if I can pick those people out and be like, let's hang out, let's do a record sharing night where we're on a record and listen and give our thoughts and stuff, and maybe if there's a bunch of people that like basketball, I'll do a basketball game or something. And bring them together. So I want to look for specific things that common interests that bring people together and have those things instead of like I do want to do the general ones as well where just everybody kind of come together, but thinking it's more specifically, I feel like that builds a bit more of a bond when you have a shared common interest, you know?
I agree. I like to do things where you do an activity. If you just go to a bar and talk, that's fun too. I like to, if you go for example, just an idea, paddleboarding or bowling or whatever, it's always good to also you don't know each other. So that's kind of a bonding experience. You know, if you do something active rather than just sit around at a table and have a drink or whatever.
100%. Yeah.
So I feel like that's a good thing. And I actually, I see you wearing the shirt. I think they're also doing meetups.
They are.
But that's not for creatives. That's for everyone.
Yes.
Because I also started something like that last summer with groups. I also want to maybe do something more with creative people, creatives, meetups.
Yeah.
But last year I started this meetup group, stranger meetups, that we just hung out in the park, and I actually struggled in the winter because to find an indoor space where you can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Vancouver, it's kind of hard to do, especially sometimes a lot there's 60, 80 people show up, and then find a space for 80 people. And then I the Christmas party, and then they wanted to I had to sell tickets. Then I had to it's, it kind of gets complicated really quickly when you don't have any experience with those events. So now in the summer it's way easier now because I had one last week and we just met up in the park.
Yeah.
So because it's just casual. You just say, 8 p.m. we meet up in Stanley Park, or 6 p.m. whatever, and then everybody shows up, and then you don't have to pay anything or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just easier.
That's what they do a lot.
Also, have you been to one of the meetups there?
Yeah, I've been to like 7 or something.
Oh,
of them.
Wow.
Also, for the audio listeners, the shirt is for We Should Be Friends. My friend Katrina hosts them. They're just like big meetups, like 100 or 200 people show up to like a park and just like meet people.
Kind of the same as same I do, vibe. Just a little bigger.
yeah.
I brought like the funny thing, like I got like free drinks from like you know, nudes.
These ones?
Or no, those I had to pay for. That's actually okay. The Christmas party.
I see.
Because they didn't reach the minimum spend.
Right.
So they made me buy these beers for $500 and they're still there. Like I can't drink them all.
Yeah.
But like Nudes, you know that like the soda thing.
Yeah.
They sent me like a bunch of like drinks, and I brought them to one of the meetups, and that was the meetup where the most people showed up.
Oh really?
Yeah, there's so many. Like I just said, like okay, Stanley Park, 6 p.m. It was also like nice weather and was super warm.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's also like a thing where, like, the location matters and like the time of day matters, and like if it's sunny and warm, it also matters. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just like, I think there was like 60 to 70 people there.
Mm.
It was crazy. I didn't expect
that's
that.
Great.
And I was late. And like I walked into like, this can't be the group. Like, this is like insane.
Too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
But yeah, so like, how are those meetups? Like, it's just...
Yeah, they're solid. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah, just like a whole mixed group of people. Like, you never know who you're going to meet or run into or what connections you're going to make. And kind of related to what you're saying about like the indoor-outdoor events and stuff. When it's like it's winter and stuff, and like it's not warm outside, she can't do like the big park events.
She does more private, I think.
She does the smaller. So she's done like pottery nights and art painting night, and like a cold dip, or like we did like cycle, soul cycle type of stuff. And so she's done like the smaller events, which has been fun too. When it's like a specific group of people, it's easier to get to know people. In like
and
hours.
Like if you're doing stuff, right? Like if you do like a cold plunge, that can be a bonding experience.
Exactly.
Like stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's been good. Yeah. I love them. They're super
and then
fun.
She like probably like if you go to like, is it like at a spa you go to or like the
for the cold plunge?
Plunges?
Yeah, there's a specific one.
Does she sell tickets then or?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So they're all ticketed events except for the park ones. So
I feel like
online.
You know it's good, like the big park ones, like you can get to meet a lot of people, and then you see if it's for you or not, and then like you can like bring a lot of people in, and then if you niche down with like a pottery night, that's probably not for everyone, so you get the interest with the park meetups where a lot of people, and then you can like niche down kind of what you're saying with the record.
For sure.
Stuff.
So it's kind of like whoever's down to say yes to a cold plunge or like the spin cycle.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to be like, you know, just dope people, because like if it's something that I enjoy doing, like the cold dip. Or,
you actually enjoy that?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I feel like I just easier, like it's kind of like a mental strengthening thing that just like kind of makes me more like just ready and prepared for life, I guess.
I do it too. Like there's like one in North Bend, the Lynn Valley one.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did that in the winter. It's like kind of like, I mean, I stay in for like a minute. I don't know how long you stay in, but it's like at one point it's just like super cold.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you saw, like this is cold water. And then, and I was just recently in Iceland. And my drone crashed into that like freezing cold glacier river.
Yeah.
And I tried to like swim over and try to get into the water. Like I never seen or like felt
that
cold water before. Like like Lynn Valley is like okay.
Sure.
I can stay in for at least like a minute. Mm. But this water I tried to get in, no fucking
like
chance.
Glacier water type of stuff.
And there's like ice swimming in the water.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like there's, you know, these probably, I don't know if you've ever done it. But like they put ice cubes in those tubs. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, that's what this one was, the We Should Be Friends one. We did that.
Actually, is that at in North Bend as well?
Yes.
I'm actually going there.
What's it called?
The Arc or something. Oh, called the Arc.
I went to like, it was like Talita.
Talin Spa.
Talati or something. Yeah. Spa. Yeah, something like
it's
that.
It's like an industrial area.
Yeah.
So I'm going there actually on Thursday for the
cool,
first time.
Cool, cool.
So
because they have the sauna too.
Yeah. Sauna, yeah. So yeah, like cold plunge session or whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah. You go it's back cool. and forth. Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah, very nice.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that's where they're going.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah, so like we just like jumped around a little bit in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like you were saying, like you moved to Vancouver, and then you worked for Brad.
Yes.
And then like what happens after that? Like I think he's now in Mexico. Like
he's in Austin, Texas right now. So I moved here just on a whim to work with him. Yeah. Well, I commented on a video. Like he did a video about hitchhiking. Across Canada, like the first one of like why he left yesterday and all that. And I left a comment saying like we should hang out sometime if I'm ever in Vancouver, if he's ever in Calgary, because at this point he was at like under 500 subscribers, and so it's so then we followed each other on Instagram, and he like saw a couple of my posts about like wanting to do like cold shower like 30-day experiments with like groups of people or whatever, like and stuff like that, and that resonated with him on some level, and he just like said, hey, you should move out to Vancouver and like make videos with me, and then we had like a couple calls, and then I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. So I moved out here, and I
just like, but kinda, like did he offer you money like
or no
just like that?
Yeah, well, because I've been just looking for like a partner in crime for so long, for like my, you know, we talked about like how like friends would help out with videos, like I had a little bit of that, but I didn't have like anyone that I really like
you call anytime and like
or that was calling me constantly, or like like no one that I vibed with hard enough to be making creative videos and stuff on a consistent basis. And so this was like a leap of faith in a way to find that person and be like, this is an opportunity to have that. I'm super glad I did, because he's like, I learned a lot from him working with him. And then we worked on like the hitchhiking series together, like the editing, the one he did across Canada, and worked on a few other videos here and there, and grew it. We went from like 500 subscribers. We reached 500 subscribers maybe a month when I got here. And then
it's hard in the beginning to grow YouTube.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Cause it took, it was I think it was, that was like May 2019. And then, January or February, like, pretty much January 2021. We were at like 9,000 subscribers,
so well, it grew
a little
not
bit,
bad,
and took a while, we had like our like ups and downs. Like I wasn't like, I was working with him and I wasn't fully working, so it was like a and we weren't putting out videos consistently, and
it was like, all like not paid, right? It was just like
It was all just like for the kind of
for the training, like
the greater practice. It was like to see this, like, because it felt like we were building something kind of just bigger than ourselves. It felt like it was building something, and so it felt like something just to put a lot of love and care into. At that point, you know, the COVID was happening and stuff, so we were lucky to get like CERB, get like money from the government and stuff. And so,
did you live with him or?
Yeah, we lived together. Yeah, the whole time. Yeah. So we didn't have to work during those times. We could just like focus on the YouTube channel during the COVID times. But then I needed to
So you had a job at the time, or
I was working at the dollar store. And just doing that, and I didn't
just hustling
didn't love
for
it,
the
but,
passion, I guess.
And I just wasn't like, I was so tired at that point of like, I felt like I've been doing YouTube at that point for like, I don't know, 13 years or something. I was just like, I don't want to be working retail anymore. I need to be making money from like making videos on some capacity. I really wanted to just be doing it full time. So, I looked for like video editing jobs essentially at that point. And I got one. I started working for Karen Bond, because my friend Matt Miller was working there and kind of introduced me, and I started working for her and stuff. And then
How's that like as an editor, like for a YouTuber? Or is it was yeah. that a YouTuber?
Yeah, yeah. She's a YouTube interior design YouTuber.
Because I edit all my own videos mm-hmm. and it's like the least favorite part of the
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
like I couldn't only imagine editing for someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they achieve all like the right. success.
The glory.
And, like uh-huh. like but they, I guess you get paid.
Yeah.
If you don't have any other choice then
Right, right.
But I feel like that's just like for if you also want to do it yourself, like you know,
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of like a job where I never could really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
It seems that way. Yeah. Well, I think cuz I still felt kind of beginner in a way of like I don't know if I would be able to do it fully do my own videos. I feel like I learn a lot working for other people because they like if I'm it's just one part of the process like making a whole video is like
yeah
you have to plan it, script yeah. it, film it, edit it, thumbnails, titles, and produce it, and like
yeah.
sponsors and all that stuff. And so to just focus on like one part of it, like just the editing, feels more doable and more like you just learn a lot from like just from being around a creator or from just yeah like you I don't know if this makes sense, but like just learning from one
yeah.
process at a time.
That makes sense.
And so that's kind of like where I like hyper focused a little bit is just like how do I become the best editor? That
yeah.
was like my mindset at the time.
Yeah.
And
same for me. Like sorry to interrupt, but
yeah,
like when I moved here and I didn't have like I worked for this production company and I mostly edited for them
mm-hmm.
and I said like I didn't really want to do that, like
yeah.
it's just like a way to make money, I guess.
Mm.
And I really enjoyed the shooting process way more. But then I just like you have to do it because you have to like make money somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I always thought it back in my head, they're making so much money on like a video, like doing everything, and
mm-hmm.
they just pay me. I mean, the pay wasn't bad by
yeah.
any means,
mm-hmm.
but I could have make way more if I do it all myself and have
yeah,
that
yeah.
client myself.
For sure.
And I was like,
I know.
I have to, like, I kind of had to do it because of my visa and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I had to
yeah,
continue
yeah.
doing it. But mm-hmm. it was just like, at one point, I was just like, I should get my own clients.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
it's just like way more. And then you kind of work for someone else's dream, kind of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So at one point, I just said, okay, I just have to try this myself. You know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, same for you then. Like, you worked for that YouTuber
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then
yeah
how what happened after
that's kind of where I'm at now right now is like I wanted to get into my own stuff we can get into later but I was doing that edited a few gaming videos for Creator and did some stuff with Karen Bond and then Downey was like looking for an editor around January.
And then with Matt, do you don't do work anymore, or like just like right, like you're doing now, just occasionally, or
with Brad or with
Brad? Sorry,
it's okay. It's all good. Well, I was still helping out Brad a little bit,
yeah.
I guess. But I like still wanted to like make money making videos. So, Downey was looking for an editor around January of 2021. Yeah.
That was COVID times the way.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was doing, I think, videos around Vancouver a lot.
He was. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those. And so I was looking for just more editing work and so it kind of worked out. Like he was just like put me on like a little trial run. And we also like we worked together a little bit before then.
Yeah.
Like I helped him film a couple of videos
yeah.
in like Squamish and some
that, yeah,
dealership videos. And yeah. Yeah.
You weren't one of like,
oh, I wasn't.
Like, do you also enjoy like being in front of the camera or like
I do yeah.
In Brad's videos you were also a little bit right
yeah it's kind of fun just like getting to be
yeah.
a character or
yeah.
personality or whatever
yeah
it's fun so yeah so in January I started working for Downey and went well he was I guess full disclosure I pitched him like I'd be paying like $300 per video or something like that because that was my standard, my rate or
yeah.
whatever. And he saw the video and he was like, this is, you know, you deserve like $500 for this. And I was like, whoa, big money. That's so cool. And so we built like a good relationship where like kind of he built that trust in the relationship, to kind of show me my value of like he sees my value enough to put the money in. And even just like the communication and the feedback and everything, like, it felt good. Like I felt like a good part of the team and felt like, you know, he really valued me as an editor, a friend, a team member, whatever.
That's so good though. Cause, like I sometimes feel like I should hire an editor sometimes, like occasionally to help me out on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm like not like trusting enough to people that they maybe like fuck it up or have the same style.
Right.
Cause I think he edited all his videos before.
He did. Yeah. Yeah.
Like himself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he just like gave you all the trust, I guess.
With yeah. Stuff, yeah.
Which is also like good. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. 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 I think, yeah, with anything, like anytime you're hiring an editor, I feel like you got to give a bit of leadway, a bit of trust and like, cause I don't think no matter who you hire, they're not going to do it perfect the first time. Yeah. So,
but that was a good start.
Yes. Yeah. So that was great. And so we worked, continued, you know, to work together. You can continue to give me videos to edit. And then, I was at like a crossroads in a way where in February of that month or that year, 2021, the Discover Connection started to pick up some traction. One of the videos we shot like 2 years prior. So this was like before COVID. That.
Yeah. I think a lot of like in COVID, a lot of people watched those kind of videos where you connect with others.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I followed the channel before and it was like at like, I don't know, 10,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like, fuck, like so many. Like, I don't know how many it has now, like 300,000, 400,000, 500,000?
I think it's in the 500,000s by now. Yeah.
But it jumped like from like 10K to like 300K or whatever.
Yeah. It was in like the span of 2 weeks where the one video that we did of the knock on strangers' doors to offer the cook them dinner.
Yeah.
That one went from like, I don't know, 10,000 views up to like 6 million or something. That's like crazy. 7 million, and like
and all the audio other videos
and it was kind of like a rising tide raise all.
I feel like that's so like the kind of content, if you like one video you kind of like sucked into like all the other videos.
Exactly. So it was kind of like the catalog kind of grew and then that grew it from like 900 or 9,000 subscribers roughly to like 200,000 in like the 2 weeks, which was crazy to see and very exciting times, because that was like the first YouTube channel that I've ever worked on that like
kind of rise from the ground.
Yeah, or even just like past 100,000. Yeah. Like that was just like exciting. Or like
that the you worked first on,
video.
Right?
Yeah. And like the first video to hit 1 million was cool. So it was cool to be a part of that. But I was still felt like I had a good working relationship with Downey, and so I wanted to continue that and see where that went. And there wasn't like a for sure amount of like money, I guess, coming in for the channel for like Discover Connection and stuff. So
how did that work? Like you had like an agreement, like
I don't know how much I want to talk about it, but we didn't really have like an agreement and stuff. It's more so like kind of just like like kind of put trust into
It's like interesting how that happens, because if like you do a channel together kind of and then all of a sudden it gets a lot of traction, like,
and
you don't have like any like conscience, I feel like that could get really messy at
it
one
could,
point
it could yeah, yeah.
Like, if you don't get along with the people
right
guess that worked out for you.
He did pay me a little bit for that, which is nice, but it wasn't I didn't need like, it wasn't like a 50-50 thing. Like I've been like, oh, give me half the money or whatever. Like I didn't need to. Yeah. And I still had a good thing going with Downey, so I was still making money. So, yeah.
And then at that point, you didn't have another job. You just were working.
Just doing Downey.
Yeah.
And so I've been working with him until February of this year. So I've
That's very recent.
Officially stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you stop because you want to do your own thing then, or?
Essentially, yeah. We had like kind of a meeting in December to talk about the plan for the year for 2023, and it just could be anything. Like it could be like, you know, like what's the plan for Downey stuff, or what's the plan for life, or what do I want to do? And I kind of struggled to like put together like a piece of like, I could do management or kind of or producing or whatever. Like I could help you with like the thumbnail designer and scheduling, and I don't know, like I wanted to step away from like video editing, and try something different, because I wasn't feeling super fulfilled with just like I kind of got to a point, like in the process of trying to become like the best editor on YouTube, I had to figure out like how to discipline myself and how to like work even though I wasn't inspired. And that was great for efficiency and getting things done and stuff. Like I could always be better at time management and stuff like that, but I was able to get videos done even when when I wasn't inspired. But then I kind of lost a bit of touch emotionally with the videos, I guess, like feeling inspired and be like, oh, it'd be really cool if we did this idea. Like, wasn't like as like fun as it was, I guess. But then when I talked about like my own stuff, because I've been thinking about my own videos, and I did a couple of TikToks last year that like did well, and so I felt like there was potential for me to like branch off and do my own thing. And so I was thinking about like doing like part time with him, and then like trying to build my own thing while I'm doing part time with him. But he said you should probably just give it a shot, like go all in on your own stuff, and see how it does. Because he was saying like, you know, you have like the skill sets, you've learned a lot, you have the connections, so you have people you can reach out to and talk to. So that's currently where I'm at, pretty much. Is like I've wandered off on my own. Do my own stuff and trying to make it work.
How do you feel about that? Are you really scared?
Yeah, it's
the thing is that you can always get another editing job if you you know.
Yeah. This is true.
It's good to try. Like, imagine like in like 10 years you think, oh, I stuck with like editing, and then what if I had tried? And you know, like you always like with that regret.
For sure.
I feel like that's always like a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah, good for you for trying it.
Thanks. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at is that. And, like, I'm, like, doing those small gigs to, like, make money while I find sponsors and kind of build up my own stuff,
On what platform are you? Like, every platform, kind of?
Yeah.
Is it more short-form content? Because that's really popping right now.
Yes.
Or is it more long-form YouTube videos? Because you've been editing that, and you're kind of the expert in editing on, like...
Sure.
Like, you've been around for so many, like, YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Is it more short-form? I guess it's, like, easier to grow on short-form.
Yeah, like, it is.
You know, TikTok can be... You can have, like, 300 followers and get, like, a million views
on a
video.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is short form currently. Yeah. I want to get into long form, and I'm working on a few videos to do long form.
Yeah.
I need to kind of currently I'm just like filming a lot.
Yeah.
And I need to film more.
Tired of editing, only filming.
Well, because I don't know. Like I'm so used to just having footage and then jumping into the edit.
Yeah.
But now like I can't really. Like I can't start in the editing process. Like I have nothing to work with, and I feel like I need to like maybe script and figure out the story before I start filming. But then it's too vague or too it's nothing too much to grab onto to like grasp and like turn into something. So I have like a general idea for different stories that I can do. And now I'm just like kind of filming, and then eventually I will get into the editing process and figure out, okay, how will this piece together?
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll figure out a process and maybe be able to plan more in the beginning.
And what kind of content is it? I saw like on your,
on
your socials, like it's more like everyday content, like refurbishing an apartment.
Yeah.
Or like day in the life, stuff like that. Or is it like,
It's kind of like a mix of, like self-improvement and lifestyle. That's like kind of where I'm meeting. The motto or the thing that I'm trying to think of or whatever, is trying to be a little bit better every day.
Yeah.
Is like my goal. And so just finding different things that kind of just improve and
doing
like,
a podcast.
Doing a podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you moved to your own place recently or is it?
That was last year. Yeah. I've been there for officially a year of March. So
these videos are like older.
No, like no, which videos? The furnishing?
The refurbishing.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, it's...
So you don't have any furniture right now?
Like. I did, yeah. Like, I have, like, a couch and, like, a dining table. Like, it's livable, but I didn't have, like, a TV stand or
but it's interesting
other things, you know?
How, like, people like got interested in those videos.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like one got a lot of views on TikTok.
On TikTok, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like everyday stuff, which is like relatable to people,
mm-hmm,
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a lot of views, and like people can relate to it, which is great.
Yeah, I personally love watching people's like house renovations or whatever. And like,
There's something about like renovating things, like even like it's like a van, like van or mm-hmm, we do in a house or an apartment.
Yeah,
it's kind of like satisfying to watch. Or, if you see like the end result, you kind of want to go with them on the journey, like mm-hmm, how it is like before and then how it is like the result.
Yeah,
it's kind of like,
and I like to think about like how can like it's almost like inspiration for my own space when I watch those videos, you know.
There's nothing here because I don't have like minimal furniture here.
We have the same TV stand.
Really?
Yeah
And then you see like how bad my thing is. It's like it sticks out
because
I wanted to put it on that you know, there's a fireplace and then the TV, I guess I bought too much of like a big TV. The stand doesn't fit on that thing.
Yeah.
So now I have this situation where the TV sticks out
to
the side. But I don't care. Like, as long as I have something, somewhere to sleep. Like, when I first moved here, I got this apartment and I had a mat on the floor, kind of.
Like a yoga mat? Or like?
No, or like I actually went to a mattress store.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy said, okay, like, you can order a mattress. But, first I went to IKEA. They had no things because of COVID. Like, everything was, like, sold out.
Yeah.
And then I went to this mattress store and they said, like, you can order a mattress, but it's going to take a month to get here.
Wow.
And then I have, then these, this is like this, you can like take something out. I guess this was like a special mattress store where I went to.
Okay.
And they can take out these things out of the mattress, these pads, to make it like softer or more firm.
Yeah.
And then said, oh, some people just returned these like inserts and so that you can just have it.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, sure, I take it. And I slept on that little mat for like the first, I feel like over a month until my mattress arrived.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an adventure. It was like camping in your own place.
Yeah.
But imagine like moving here and you don't have nothing. Like nothing.
Yeah.
Like it's like I didn't even have like spoons or like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved in and I just had to buy everything. It's like
that's essentially where I was at last year.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I moved
in. At least
you're
making content about it.
Yeah, I could have made more, but I made like one video about it. But
you all ever feel like, damn, I should have filmed that. That would have been so helpful, like for a video.
Probably. I mean, I kind of, it's a weird battle actually that I've been trying to figure out for like most of my life. Really, is that like there's a lot of things in my life that I want to improve or work on or like. Just understand about myself, and I almost wish I had like a camera operator, like someone to like film so I could like live
how we all wish we had that.
Yeah because it's like it's different when you have to think about filming it and experiencing it, and so like I want to see the journey, I want to see the progress and of like me growing in certain areas, but it's it just, your mind's elsewhere, I think, when you're thinking about filming versus actually living it. So it's a weird balance.
It's so funny because I'm the guy who would always take videos. Like, you go somewhere and I would have so many videos of other people, though.
Yep.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
And then I asked them, like, do you have any videos of me today? No.
Yeah.
And I had so many videos, like, just like stuff that happens, you know, like, whatever, like, just like, not like, they posing for the camera, just like everyday stuff, and I kind of want that as for like the memories, but sometimes it could also be good like as for a video
for sure.
So do you find it hard to like come up with ideas, or is it more like like the actual execution that
I don't find it difficult to come up with ideas. It is I think it's more the filming process of it, like if I was working for another creator and like I could come up with a lot of ideas and then you know, riff off and just be like, what do you think about this, what do you think about this, and then if I was filming it, like it's easier for me to like observe something and know, oh, this will be important for the story, or this like could potentially be something for the video, and like filming and panning to like who's talking and like what's the important bits, and and even maybe not in like a bad way, but like I need a different word to say this, like egging someone on, like kind of being a director behind the camera a little bit. It would be like, oh, I see like this, like, oh, hey, I don't know if it's like an event or something.
Would that be like the goal? To be like director or?
Well, I don't know. I think the biggest goal, roughly, it's like a combination of like, I mean, pretty much like Tyler the Creator and Hank Green. It's like that combo where like Tyler Creator just does whatever he wants. Essentially, he just creates whatever mm-hmm. he wants to create, which is dope. Like his fashion brand, his music, obviously, and even like Donald Glover too, like with the like TV show and like just so many different things. I don't think it listed like one or two things, but like they do a lot of things. And it's very like inspiring in a way, just like that it's just like they're so like creatively fulfilled and they just do whatever they want. And it's cool stuff too. Like they make good shit. I don't know if you can swear on this podcast, but is it okay?
Yeah, no, like, whatever.
Lois, we'll get loose.
I said fuck before.
Oh, like, whoa.
Yeah. Nice. Like I'm in Germany. Like I'm German. Like we, like you can say everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Scheiße is like shit.
Mm.
Like if you say that on TV, nobody like
believes yeah, it. Like, it.
Yeah,
nice. Like,
I'm just so used cool. To, and America is like beep, beep. They or I don't know about here. Is it the same?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't tell you for sure, but
I don't think like some kids will listen to this.
To this podcast?
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
They'll be okay.
No, I don't think. I don't
you
think
don't think?
Kids, no.
Oh. Okay.
16 and up.
Okay, cool, cool. yeah, so the comparison of like so there's Tyler Creator, Don Glover, like they're just doing whatever they want to do, like making cool stuff.
Yeah.
And they're surrounding themselves with people that help them
yeah.
Do those things, which is great. And so that's kind of where I want to be. And then also with like Hank Green, he's very big in like the YouTube world, where he's like him and his brother, John Green, started like Project for Austin, which is like a charity movement, I guess, that they do like once a year, like every like December, typically on my birthday happens, which is kind of fun. But it's like a bunch of YouTubers will like upload a video, and that's like promoting the charity. And that's an annual thing they do. And DFTBA Records, so they have their own like merch record label thing just for like creators and whatnot. And they also started VidCon. If you know VidCon,
yeah, VidCon, I know.
Yeah. Which is like a huge, you know, creator YouTuber convention.
Glasses, sorry,
that's okay.
You're like,
oh, are they okay?
Well, I ordered some new ones, so they.
Okay, cool, cool, yeah. That's sweet. but yeah, yeah. So, like Hank Green and Tyler Creator and they all just like yeah, they have like people that believe in them so much and that will just like help them out. I mean, I also haven't done a lot of research, but I assume they all have like, you know, just people that believe in them,
yeah.
That they're able to just be like, hey, what do you think about this idea? Can we make it happen?
Yeah.
And that's just like, that's kind of like a place that I want to get to, yeah. Is I want to be able to just like have these ideas and just like go for it and try it out and like see if it works, see if it doesn't work and experiment. And, yeah, so that's kind of the dream.
How do you, if that's a dream, like, how do you think? Because now you stopped working for Mike
mm-hmm.
a couple months ago.
Yeah.
You think you're on a good path working towards that? Because I know how it is. And you like, I mean, nobody tells you what to do when you're like a creator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you find it hard to motivate yourself and like every day and like I should film some stuff? Or do you like, how do you want to achieve that? Do you create like a routine? Like I have to mm-hmm. like film. Like in the morning, I'm going to film and then I think about ideas. Because I think if you don't have any structure,
mm-hmm.
like you can get lost. You're just like, oh, I'll do that later.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
For example, like I, it's just as a reference, like mm-hmm. I used to do a lot of client work. Like I shot commercials.
Yeah.
And then they said, we need the video by this day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of also stopped doing that because I also want to do my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, like I started this YouTube channel and then like nobody tells me when the video is going to be finished. And yesterday I actually finished a video and I actually had to force myself because I usually have like dinner
mm-hmm.
and then I usually like to work later at the end of the day, like
okay.
at night.
Yeah.
And then I usually watch Netflix when I eat dinner
because mm-hmm.
I'm just by myself.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes it says you just lie on the couch like, I'll just watch some more Netflix, and I'll do that tomorrow. But I feel like it's important if you like really like set your like deadlines for yourself.
Yeah.
That like then you get shit done. Like, and I actually like said, no, I'm not gonna watch Netflix. I'm just gonna finish that. And I'm this morning I woke up so much happier that I finished it.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can get into like a spiral where I just do that later. I do that later, and then you don't get shit done.
Right. Right.
Do you have like a routine, like or like trying to get one that you're like work efficiently or like get stuff done?
I'm currently in the process of getting that going because I'm very much easy
procrastinator.
And easy just to be comfortable and content. Like I'm for the most part I'm pretty easy to be comfortable in my skin or just life or whatever, or content. It's easy for me to be just default content with money, or I mean mainly money, I guess.
You don't need fancy things, which is great, eh?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, but I do like the I like the furnishing my apartment stuff, like getting new furniture and pieces and certain stuff.
But like, you don't like want a Lamborghini or whatever.
No. Yeah. I mean, I do like find things. Like I like a good glass of wine or like and new clothes. Like even like this. Like this, just I feel good. Like I've been wearing this kind of pretty much every day for the past week.
This shirt?
This sweater.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you wash it or no?
Not yet. No. No. Oh, wow. Yeah. It still smells good.
Yeah,
it smells great. certain things like records. Like I want to collect records, and those would be pricey. Like it's not huge expenses, but like I still do like to spend money on things that I like.
Yeah.
But I'm terrible with money, with like budgeting and figuring that out, and that's like kind of a path that I'm on now. It's like I need to find someone to help me out with that, and I need to instill that in myself. But but it's very easy for me to like I it's like ignorance is bliss is like so many different areas of my life. I'm able to do that, like with news or whatever. Like I'm able to like hear something and then just kind of try not to think about it or whatever, and just like play Mario Kart or something, or like or with work. Like it's very easy for me to just like be content with where I'm at currently and just ignore the world, which is nice at times, but I need to also have a bit of a fire under my ass at times too. I need that like thing.
I feel like in short form content, like output is really important.
Yeah.
Like, I post every day on, like, Instagram, TikTok, and then Shorts now. Mm. And I post the same video, basically.
Really?
But not, like, on the same day. Like, I have, like... sometimes I mix it up a little bit for the platform, because I know that, like, an intro for, like, TikTok works better than, like, on... Like, Instagram is still a little bit more, like, aesthetic. Like, it has to, like, kind of look better for some reason.
Sure.
Like, a lot of people think that, but...
Okay.
Whatever. And but I like to, like, create, like, at least one or two videos every day, like, from scratch. Like, not from scratch, but, like, I usually, like, have all the videos, and then I just come up with ideas and then how I can make... Sometimes I film some new stuff. But... Yeah, I just force myself to do one video a day because I feel like output and short form content is really important.
Interesting. Yeah, I have not been doing that. No? because I posted like, I
saw that your videos are like once a week or something.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah. Well, I finished like the two videos, like the first episode and the second one of the Furnishing Apartment series, and I finished them pretty close to each other.
And then you don't get like, oh, I finished that and I have to get another one. I guess you're feeling content then.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Cause I want to get the other things going. Basically I guess like my solution currently to that of being content, and just like procrastinating all that is in community, in people. So I like, well, try to get friends to like, keep me accountable, or, I will make a plan with a friend to like, hey, let's film this day or whatever, like, or just making plans that like I have to show up or I have to be ready. Like if I tell somebody that I'm going to film with them to like maybe like I want to get plants for my apartment.
Yeah.
So if I want to get plants on this day, okay, I need to be prepared to get plants, and I need to know what to film, and I need to know like maybe maybe a bit of the edit or the voiceover, like, so I know what to film and what to capture. But like setting things that like kind of rely on somebody else a little bit, or make them rely on me, I guess, kind of is like, okay, this is happening no matter what at this time, then that makes it easier for me to kind of,
it's always,
set deadlines and all that, you know?
It's always good to have friends that like support you. It's always like, if you surround yourself with good people, it will like will make things easier for sure. But yeah, so that's like also like what I thought like when I moved here, because I didn't know anyone. And now it's like getting better. Like people that know, like I knew people, but they didn't do the same as me. Like like now it's getting better with like, oh hey, like sometimes I need somebody help me shoot like the video. And then now I have like people I could call and they just come. Like they do, because they're creators. Like, they also have time usually. So that's a good thing to have. For sure, like the friends is the most important thing, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm just figuring that out. That's kind of where I'm at currently, is just making those plans. But I posted those two videos, and it's been
gotta get some more going here.
So you said you post, you post every day, or you just make
make a video. So every morning, this is kind of my routine. I wake up, have breakfast. I don't look at my phone when I, like right when I wake up, because I feel like it gets sucked into like
the
thing. I just shower and then I like have my breakfast and then I just chill a bit, and then I don't look at my phone. And then I post usually the video that I made the day before. And then usually I have like multiple videos that I could post, so I don't have to think about it. And then after I post it, kind of on every platform, I make a new video for the next day. And I'm going through that. Usually it takes like, the posting is like real quick, because like it like takes half an hour. And then I try not to look at a lot of posts, but sometimes you need inspiration, because you can also get sucked into it. I try not to watch. I rather like create stuff. So, and then after, I probably takes an hour to like come up with something new. Maybe I have to film something or whatever. And then I have that ready for the next day.
At, how do you come up with your ideas, and like, how do you know, like, do you have like for me, like I'm almost not a perfectionist, maybe, but like
perfectionist, like, I feel like in short film video is not good.
No, because I just want to make sure that I'm like giving quality every time. Like I want it to be something like I feel like if I didn't put as much work as I did into that first video, I feel like it wouldn't have done as well. Maybe it would have, but like I there's a part of me that feels like people like the style, and like the people like how it is, and I feel like I need to put in a good amount of effort into each video, you know?
I mean, but I think the most important thing is like the first couple seconds. If that there those are good, then the people will watch like more of it. And if it's interesting, I feel like it doesn't matter if like, I feel like it's even like if the lighting is not right or whatever, I feel like people don't care.
No.
It's just more like about like keeping it engaging, I think.
So for my, like, currently with my shorts, I'm just thinking about like, you know, the better everyday kind of concept of like, what are the different things that I can improve in my life in a day? So like, I don't know, clearing my emails or whatever, like getting on top of that, like inbox zero, if you know that. Or something with my apartment. So like getting a, like I want to get like a record player and like a nice record stand and all that stuff, and plants usually, and whatnot. And like
when I have something that idea, I want to film it right away.
But so there's some things, I guess, maybe I just need to think more about the videos that I can do right away. Cause a lot of the apartment stuff is like things that take time, and then, you know, shipping, and I have to make plans with people to go out and get stuff. And, so maybe I just need to think of the ideas that don't take as long. Potentially.
So I usually come up like with the idea when I'm not thinking about it. Like I don't sit usually down and say, hey, I have to do this. Also, it kind of depends what kind of content you make, cause I make a lot of like outdoor content. It's easier, because but lately I try to like tell, like, usually like make a video about a place, and then I try like some try do something unique about it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes a little bit more time. But yeah, it's just usually on the shower, I come up with an idea and I say, and then after I get out of the shower, I want to do it, like I edit it right away or like shoot it right away.
Okay.
And I usually, come up with ideas that are like easy and relatable. Because I feel like if you make it too complicated, I know you like to put out quality, but say like you have like 3 simple videos and they all do well.
Yeah.
And then you can do it quickly.
For sure. Yeah.
Like I feel like it would be like you have 3 more chances of people see your video.
Yeah.
Than rather have like 1 really good video. You can still do that. But I would just like try to do like more output for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people, like if the video sucks, nobody will see it. You know
for
what
sure,
I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
So like whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the new algorithms now, like if you like, I don't know how you feel like when people comment like this video is bad or whatever. I don't know if that stresses you out.
Yeah.
Or why you're so perfectionist.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe it's more so the comments that's like say specifically, I love your editing style or I love the video or whatever. And so I want to make sure that it's like that people still like that and appreciate it.
Yeah.
I mean, but I did like, I mean, the numbers also speak for itself a little bit too. Cause I did a video, that was more simple about, I talked about like the 7 essentials of life, in like for a balanced life. I'll say them quickly just for context. I don't know if you need context, but there's like 7 things that I try to balance in my life, and it's friends, family, love, health, wealth, craft, and mind. I don't know if I've talked to you about this before, but
I saw the video.
Yeah. And so I did a video just like quickly, kind of on that. Just that was like just to get into the act of creating, because I was like putting it off for so long, and it did. I mean, it was like 3,000 views on like Instagram Reels. And probably like, I don't know, a couple thousand on TikTok, maybe less. So it didn't perform super well, which is okay, I guess. But like, I guess that kind of makes me think that like the videos that I don't put a lot of time and effort into will probably perform that well as well. But yeah, as I'm saying that, I think it's all just kind of reliant on the idea itself, on the concept.
Yeah.
So I probably just need to think more about the concepts and like how I'd like, I don't know, even just like being here right now, like if I was kind of, I think I need to go to the co-working space more often or just like be with creator friends more often and film and like maybe make videos in spaces. Cause even just being in this room, like if I were to like, if I brought my laptop and were to like sit down and do work, I feel like I'd be a bit more productive with the time that I'm here.
A nice room,
and like but it's like even just like it's a different environment that you know,
sure.
And then and like I like my apartment, my and everything, but it is hard to kind of lock in and be purposeful with my time, I guess, sometimes in my own space. So maybe that's a thing that I need to do more, is just like
get out
more,
go to a coffee shop or whatever.
Yeah.
We're almost like an hour now.
Are we?
Yeah, we're 1 hour 10 minutes already.
Nice.
That felt way shorter for some reason. Anything like any thing you want to say at the end or?
If you're a creator in Vancouver, reach out to me and I'll connect you to some creators. If you're just a regular old bloke in Vancouver and you want to make friends, check out We Should Be Friends on Instagram, and Katrina will hook you up with some people and you'll make some new friends. If you ever want to just make a friend in life, my friend Shervin, he said it on a podcast once, instead of looking for friends or looking for people to do things with or whatever, or like waiting to be invited to something, be the friend that invites people to do something. You can make things happen. Find the things that you want to do, and I'm sure there will be people that want to do those things with you. You just gotta make it happen.
Nicely said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to see what Matt does, your Instagram handle is Matt Mort?
Matt Mort underscore. Yeah.
Underscore. Same as me, Setpick underscore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's the same on YouTube and TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok's Matt Mort and YouTube's just Matt Mort. But yeah, essentially. I'll get
Matt Mort underscore only on Instagram.
And Twitter.
And Twitter. Yeah. And if you all the other platforms, it's just Matt Mort.
Yeah, if you just search Matt Mort, you'll find it. But okay. Yeah.
Thanks for coming. That was fun.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for inviting me. I'm honored. It's always a joy to be on podcasts.